Welcome back. It is 7:52, 55 degrees outside. Another glorious day in Pensacola. It's Tuesday, October 19th. The Commission, County District 2 Commissioner race is wide open. We've got four candidates, and I want to introduce them to you over the next week or so. And right now, we've got Kevin Brown on the line. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Rick. How are you?
You're fine. For our listeners, tell them, who is Kevin Brown?
Well, that's a great question. I moved down here from Tennessee about 12 years ago. I'm one of those people that came down when they were little on vacation and fell in love with this place and said, I've got to live here one day. So I've been living here since. I've been working in government and politics for a lot of that time. I've worked for State Senator Doug Broxson, former Attorney General Pam Bondi. I've been the chairman of the Republican Party here in Escambia County and been able to do some cool things with that, been able to oversee the 2018 election and introduce President Trump to Pensacola a couple years ago. So I've been able to bring a few different perspectives, I think, to where District 2 is going from what I've been doing. And frankly, I think we need to tackle some of these issues that we've failed to deal with over the last few years, Rick.
Well, and I think that really leads great to my next question is why run? You know, you're at the seat of power. Doug Broxson is a rising star in the state, in the Florida Senate. He's in line for some pretty big committee appointments. Why get out of state government and come back to the local level?
Well, I've seen some of the successes we've had on the state level, and I've seen how we haven't been able to translate that on the local level. You know, I feel like the same problems we have now are the same problems we had 10 years ago, and frankly, if we don't do something, they're going to be the same problems we have 10 years from now. And a lot of that has to do with infrastructure. And we do have an opportunity right now with the fact that we've got these oil spill dollars that people seem to forget about because it's been 10 years since the actual event, but we've got half a billion with a B, Rick, sitting in New Orleans in a trust fund that the federal government set up for projects like infrastructure that these five states can apply for. We need to do a better job lining up with our state and federal partners and working with them to try to fix some of these issues while we have the chance to do it. If we don't, if we squander this opportunity, we're just going to be kicking ourselves 10 years from now when we realize that we still have the same problems. We need to be working better with our partners in Santa Rosa and our partners in Alabama, frankly. Right. We've got the same issues when it comes to water quality, and we could make some very important, long-lasting resolutions here while we have the time to do it.
You're listening to Kevin Brown, candidate for County Commission District 2. It's the seat that's held by Doug Underhill. He is not running for another term. It's a wide-open seat, which makes it this race a fun one for me to watch in the media. You know, you talked about infrastructure. What are some of the other issues that you see in District 2 where you think you can make a difference?
I think base access and public safety are the two biggies as well, Rick. That Warrington and West Pensacola area is dying right now because of two reasons. We've already talked about infrastructure when it comes to septic to sewer, but also because the base, the front gate, nor the back gate at this point for non-card holders is open anymore. And we've got to be able to work with our federal and state partners again to find a way to get that base back open. I think we can. We've seen other examples across the state where bases can function in a community and still be open, and we need to be working to get that here. And I think in the next few years we can make that happen.
Yeah, we've got a legislative session coming up. I know that Doug Broxson's done a great job of taking care of Northwest Florida, both as a rep and in the state Senate. What have you learned? What have you learned in Tallahassee that you think could make a difference at the county commission level?
I think being able to work with other people, working with folks and agencies, both on the state and local level, being able to use those relationships to help get things done, to be able to get things on a higher priority when it comes to road repairs and repaving, when it comes to stormwater issues and things like that, that we just don't see a lot of movement right now to fixing these problems. Well, you've got to be able to use relationships and work with people to make those things happen. And I think my ability to solve some of these complex issues and be able to work with our partners across the state brings a little bit different perspective than what we currently have.
Yeah, it's much more retail politics at a county commission level where you've supported the man and you've supported the elected official. Now it's the knocking on doors. And retail, for listeners, it doesn't mean that it's exchange of money. It's just it's face to face. It's a different politic that takes you have to really want it to do it. But you've worked in politics, so how do you approach that challenge of going the door to door?
You know what? It's strange. Maybe I'm a little crazy, but it actually energizes me. I've been doing this for a while. When it comes to helping the local party as either the chairman or the committee man, and I know how to go talk to those people. I know what it takes to go out there and knock on a door, or call somebody, and ask them what they think about issues, and ask them for their support. And that's what this is about. It's about the people of District 2 and what they care about, and fixing problems that have been plaguing them for years. And that's what I intend to go do.
The voice you're listening to is Kevin Brown, candidate for County Commission District 2. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on the show. As we get closer to the election, we'll have you back on.
Thanks so much, Rick. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.